All right, everyone, it's the Grimlord here, and... Okay. All right, everyone, it's the Grimlord here, and this is Grimm's Hentai Corner. We are playing the remastered version of Amorous Professor Cherry. It just came out on Jast, and if you have the original, you get it for free. It's made... They've actually put it on the Renpy engine. So, yeah, Renpy is good for more than, like, being a dick and games that we play of that nature. It also is good for housing classic anime games. And that's what they've done here. So let's go ahead and give it a whirl. Wow, art's really well mastered. This is what you wanted me to teach you, right? I just stood there stunned as my professor mounted her desk right before my eyes, casting me a suggestive glance. Wow, we're just gonna jump right into it, aren't we? I'll do it, just for you. She slowly shifted her knees and spread open her thighs. I'll give you an extracurricular lesson today. Between her snow-white thighs, there was only a single, pure white piece of cloth. I felt my desire begin to burn. Don't be shy now. Haven't you longed to see this? She spread her legs wide in a big M shape, revealing all her soft, feminine curves. Ah, there we go. Or perhaps, she gave me a bewitching smile. You want to see something more exciting? And then she reached for the neck of her blouse with her beautiful fingers. Something like this? She slowly undid the top button of her blouse and then the next. All I could do was gaze at her fingertips as I stood there paralyzed. Do you want me to strip? I gulped. Her voice rang loudly in my ears. Staring at me so hard, I feel so embarrassed. Despite what she said, her suggestive gaze didn't stray from me. Hey, how do you like this? I could see through the pale pink of the intricately patterned material she wore. I never would have imagined such naughty lingerie on my own professor. Still not brave enough? What if I... She said a few trifling words and then undid her skirt. The fabric slid down around her legs and landed on the floor with a faint sound. Ha! If you stare at me as hard as that, you'll cut a hole right through my panties. She wrapped her arms around her uplifted knees in such a way to thrust out her breasts. I moaned in passion for her. Oh? I still see those breasts of hers in my dreams. White and voluptuous, I imagine how smooth they'd be under my hands. You like them? Do as you like. I felt my loins burning with her lusty voice. Aren't you brave enough to strip me yourself? How long I must have yearned for this. I yearned for my teacher, this gentle, beautiful, and intelligent woman. I was struck with a sudden, violent passion. I suppose I'll have to. She reached around her back with her slender arms, and suddenly I was staring at two abundant humps swelling up under her clothes before me. I lost all focus. Our breasts heaved and shifted with a soft rustling sound. You're a bad person making me do such things. Her arms fell out of the way and her bra went tumbling down towards the floor where her skirt already lay. There's nothing to obstruct my sight anymore. My gaze was now glued to the perfect version of her bared breasts. Just knowing that you're watching me, I'm all ready. She lifted her slender fingers and gave her nipples a light pinch. Oh, they've gotten hard. Sensei. The tip of her red tongue appeared for an instant, licking the edge of her full lips. Don't you want me? My manhood had swollen to its limit in my pants. I yearned to respond. Sensei? Though my legs felt as stiff as concrete, I finally took a step forward. Come closer. I want you too. No lines of fat defiled her beautiful stomach. Just that single piece of cloth trespassed between her legs, drawing me in closer. I want you, Koikawa-kun. You can do whatever you like. My body's yours. My outstretched fingertips trembled as I reached out to touch her white skin. Sensei! She called out for me. Oh! It was straight out of a dream. Mr. Kota Koikawa! Yes! I instinctively jumped out of my chair and stood up. There before me was my social studies professor, Miss Shiere Hase, standing with her arms folded across her chest. Good answer. Excuse me, good answer. Yes. Well, Mr. Koikawa, do you know what time it is? It's social studies. The class filled with laughter. That is correct. I thought you'd mistaken it for literary studies. My teacher reached out towards me. And just like that, she snatched the paperback book right out of my hands. I think reading is a wonderful thing. Yes. But I don't approve of reading in the middle of class. And as she said this, she turned over the front cover. Wait, no! What kind of absorbing literature do we have here, Mr. Koikawa? She immediately flushed and fell speechless. I could see her blushing in embarrassment. And simultaneously, I was rather relieved. Because she had been about to read out loud in front of all my classmates a blacklisted paperback of a certain European country with the beta title Female Teacher Shie and Her Seductive Extracurricular Lesson. Oh, anyway. She gave the book an odd, curious glance as she gathered her thoughts, and then she slammed the paperback shut and turned to face me. Her ears had turned bright red. Anyway, this book is forfeit. Listen up in class or you're hopeless, understood? Understood. Sorry. Ah, what bad luck. I'd been hooked on that book. I finally bought it yesterday. I'd gone to the bookstore with a hat pulled over my head, a mask across my face, changing my voice with a cough here and there, and even put on glasses for show. Disguised like that, I bought the book up to the register. Brought the book up to the register. And even then, it took all my courage and every grain of effort I could muster. I had felt so ashamed, worried that the old man at the bookstore might see my face as I bought the book. And on top of that, I'd spent a fourth of my entire monthly allowance. And now it's gone. Alright, now back to the lesson. The professor turned on her heels, returning to the podium. Let's continue. She turned the page of her notebook. What? Anxiously, she turned to look back at the blackboard, comparing it with the textbook before her. Now where were we? The class started laughing again. It's always like this. Sensei, what's wrong? Sorry. Everyone burst into laughter as the teacher bowed her head, turning bright red. We're halfway through page 156. Hold it together, Chie-chan. Yoda advised her like a friend despite all the laughter. Yes, of course, thank you. Let's see. She confusedly flipped through the pages all the way to the back cover. What? Wait a second. It only goes as far as page 122? Sensei, that's the Atlas. Oh! She was so cute like this. Sorry. She hung her head over the open book. The class was full of giggling. It was an unexpectedly joyful sound. Well, we were discussing the convening of the National Diet. As I was explaining, in Japan's National Diet, the Prime Minister is... She turned back to the blackboard, grabbed a piece of chalk, and... She dropped it. Sorry. Bam. She leaned over, smacking her forehead against the rail of the blackboard with a loud bang. Class rippled with laughter. Her balance upset, she banged up against her desk. She toppled down in front of her desk. As would be expected, everyone fell completely quiet. Several seconds passed. She stood up and gave an awkward laugh. And then Shigeaki spoke like a complete idiot. Are you alright, Sensei? Yeah, I'm alright. But in spite of how pitiable she might seem, she had a lovely figure and a gentle character. Miss Sherry was a favorite among the students. She was especially popular among the male students, many of whom secretly stored photos of her. And I, of course, was no exception. She returned to the front of her desk and cleared her throat. Well then, let's start from the beginning of the lesson once more. Regarding the process of convening the National Diet. With perfect timing, the bell rang and class was over. Our teacher looked up and gave the loudspeaker a miserable look. The class roared with laughter again and began to pack up. Ah, already? She rubbed her brow in frustration. Phew! The student on day duty laughed in relief. There's still your homework. Bye. And in mid-sentence, the professor was virtually ignored and class was forced to end. Just like that, the mood changed and school was in recess. Smiling students followed out of class, everyone chattering loudly. Ha! It would only happen to me. The teacher sighed in despair and after collecting her textbook and attendance sheet, descended from the podium. Her large breasts swayed beneath her blouse with each step. They were huge. You like them? Do as you like. My earlier daydream suddenly rang in my ears again. I watched the retreating figure of my teacher, the lines of her round bottom bouncing back and forth beneath her skirt. Phew! Oh, how it would feel to grab hold of her breasts from behind, to rub up hard against her buttocks, to brush my hands through her hair, sniffing her perfume. How it would feel to slide my fingers across her tender lips and down along her body, pressing hard up against her. Up against her naked body, touching her skin, turning her around and licking her, pushing her down and forcing her open to do with as I please. Good Lord. My teacher stood there. Mr. Koikawa. Yes. I stood up mechanically. She had become an immodest woman in my head and I imagined her completely nude. Her eyes fell upon the paperback in her hand. I noticed her blush. Could you come to the counselor's office after school? Yes. I answered and then she began to speak up as if to add one last thing. Yes, don't forget to come. Finally, with a last nod, she vanished into the hall. Wow, I wondered if she had read my mind. No, I was just thinking of that paperback too much. Phew! I sat down carefully, covering the hardness under my pants. A voice called out from behind me as if she'd been waiting for me. You idiot, Koda! Shut up, Kyoka! I craned my neck back around to find Kyoka there, smirking.
Nice.
If you're gonna read in class, try to cover it up better. Even with Sherry, as obvious as she is, she's bound to get angry. There's no way Kota was studying. It was a dirty book, right? The Sharp Shigeaki. Well, it's alright. I already know. I know my best friends well. He clapped me on the shoulder. If you really are my friend, you wouldn't say that in front of Kyoka. Is that true? No way. I shot him a cold glance. Kyoka wouldn't approve. Hey, I've known you a lot longer than Kyoka. I'm sure I know you much better. I notice he can't focus in class, but I never saw him reading anything dirty. Oh well, handsome young men like him are always hiding something. It's better than your endless self-gratification. Whose self-gratification? If we look closely, anyone's suspect. Quiet down. Don't be so lewd in public. I don't have such exhibitionist tastes. These two are always arguing. I don't want to see your ugly body anyway. Ah, you can say such a thing because you haven't seen this powerful body before. It doesn't matter if you merely have sexual desire. Well, damn! As I ignored their jeers tossed back and forth over my head, my hard-on gradually settled down. Shigeaki wrapped his arm around my neck. So, what were you reading? A literary novel. Literature? Porn novels more likely than that. That's not true, I like literature. Really? Like what? Stuff like Goethe. Goethe? I'd spouted out some name at random I'd seen mentioned in some textbook somewhere. So what do you like by Goethe? What? Beneath the Wheel. Shigeaki and Kyoka shot me an icy glance. That's Hesse. And I'd say Hesse, but it's Hesse. First love. That's Turgenev. I was gradually digging myself a deeper and deeper hole. Man, I wasn't even reading books like that in school. Shit. Kyoka shrugged. Okay, so you're trying to say you were reading some worthless book? That's what I said, right? I turned around. You're enjoying some refined literature dealing with the blossoming urges of an inexperienced youth. That's right. Exactly right. Don't hide it. Sexuality is a healthy thing. Shigeaki, don't drag Kota into your filthy moral values. Yeah, I'm real scared. Man, we already used up our break in such a foolish way. She's saying that to you, Kota. No, you. Look out, there's Miss Kanai. Shigeaki dashed back to his seat. I opened up my math book, finally relieved of the relentless questions. Okay. And here we are, folks. This is a good place to end it. I got you a good 20 minutes in. So, again, you can pick up the game. I think it's been discounted. And again, if you have the original game, which was very, very cheap, then you got this one for free. So, go you, right? And hope you guys enjoyed this. Definitely, again, pick it up. Support the remasters. It's great to see this classic stuff coming back. And hopefully I'll have more of this for you guys. If you like it, let me know. This is just kind of a teaser, but definitely go pick it up. At any rate, this is the Grimlord, and I will be out for Grimm's Hentai Corner with Amorous Professor Cherry. That's the name of it.